on the line with us right now, Super Bowl champion running back of the Philadelphia Eagles. That's always good to say. Never gets old. Mr. Corey Clement. Corey, good morning, buddy.
Doing good. How you feeling?
We're feeling good.
What's good with your brother?
What's up, man? You're on with Mark Farzetta, Trey Thomas, Bob Cooney, Jamie Lynch. Great to have you on. What's the vibe going into Dallas week for you? Now, I know you grew up in the area. You may or may not have liked the Dallas Cowboys a little bit. Might not have liked the star. But right now, as a member of the Eagles, what's Dallas week mean to you?
It means a lot. You know, this rival is big, especially being from South Jersey. I know how this week picks up. So, you know, there's a lot of attention to detail, man. And to be honest, really all you have to do is say Dallas. And, you know, Philly has a different light switch on and get ready for some better Eagle football coming up this Sunday.
Corey, I got to ask you, have you heard what your teammate, linebacker Kamu Grugier-Hill, said about the Dallas Cowboys?
Nah, what did he say?
So just so you know, we're not putting words in his mouth. We're gonna let you hear what he had to say. Here it is.
I mean, look at Dallas' history. They always choke, so we'll go down there and make them choke.
All right, Corey, what do you think of those comments made by your teammate?
To be honest, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. So,
attaboy.
There you go.
Well, so, you know, at that point in position, he had to say what he had to say, and I'm going to keep my words to myself. So that's what he had to say, then that's how he felt, I guess.
Can you please help the listeners out real quick, man? You know, because you've been playing ball for a while now. Have coaches ever talked to you about not giving the other team bulletin board material?
Yeah, they talk about it. At the same time, you know, everybody wears, you know, some people wear their emotion on their sleeve. So, at the same time, it's football. You know, it's a gritty sport. You got gritty players, you got gritty personalities. And, you know, if you're not going to expect it, then you're in the wrong business. So, don't let anything really surprise you in this league, because, you know, guys are definitely emotional, because when it comes to big time games, people want to win it. So, when it comes to people saying their own opinions, you know, either I ride for them or I just, you know, take my own back seat and just mind my own business. And this one, I'm just minding my own business and going to practice.
Gotcha. Okay.
But putting your head down and run, as they say, quite literally for a running back. Corey, I have to ask this. Speaking with Corey Clement, Eagles running back, this season has had some up and downs for you personally. Some good games, a stretch of games where the production hasn't been there, and I know you've been dealing with injury. Now it seems like you're back on track. What's the roller coaster been like with you for throughout the season?
It's been good. No, I'm enjoying this whole season. And you know, what's a season without adversity? Because you know, it's either going to make or break you. And I think as a player, you know, you want some adverse situations to see how far you can keep on as a player. So, you know, still thankful for the season on how it's going. You know, obviously, I want to keep getting better as the weeks go on. So, you know, with the amount of touches I do keep getting, I just try to make the most of it, as you can see on the field. Just trying to give them any reason to keep me on the field, whether it's special teams, offense, you know, pass pro. You know, I'm always trying to do the job at 110%.
Corey, it seems every week I've been looking to, like, take something away from the offense and say, okay, it's getting back to where it was last year. And it's been hard to do, except for Monday night. After Monday night, I kind of felt like, all right, the corner's there, and it looks like the offense is about to turn it. Do you feel like that you guys are kind of hitting more on all cylinders than you have been at any other point this year?
I think right now, we feel as if, you know, our backs are against the wall, so we don't really have a choice but to play with some more urgency. You know, if we want to get to where we're trying to get, we have to, you know, turn a different switch on. We have to hit a different, you know, pedal. You know, we got to keep flooring it, because at the end of this season, you know, we want to be able to look back and say, you know, we didn't leave anything in the tank. So the motto is, after going out to every game, did you empty the tank or not? So I think this team's personality is definitely showing us a week, you know, continue. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying this fun ride. And, you know, this adversity is going to make this team even better.
Corey, you have, like I said, you've been coming along the last couple of weeks here, but so has Josh Adams, and now Darren Sproles has as well. What's it like being part of a rotation like that that seems like over the last couple of weeks it's really been getting a lot more momentum?
I think it's starting to practice. You know, guys are realizing that, you know, in order to have a positive running game, you have to trust the running scheme. You have to be able to time it up in practice. I think coaches do a great job of making sure everything is timed up well. And, you know, guys are just believing in the play calls, trusting in the O-line, trusting the receivers down the field with the blocks. And, you know, we're just trusting in, you know, what we see with our eyes as running backs. You know, we're trying to, you know, give Carson the most time as possible. So we can, you know, give him time back there. I'm pretty sure he wouldn't mind handing it out to us.
How does it work with the rotation? Is that something that Deuce comes up with, or is that something Coach Peterson calls?
To be honest, you know, I just, you know, sit there and just wait for whoever's getting called up. At this point in time, we all know Josh is a starter, but, you know, when it comes to, you know, guys knowing a role and, you know, and adding a specific layer to the game, we're always ready and, you know, ready for, you know, when our number is called. So, you know, guys are running better, you know, better at running certain plays than I am. I'm better at running certain plays than, you know, than certain people are. So I think they do a great job of making sure everybody's in at the right certain package.
How great is it to have Darren Sproles back in the lineup?
Oh, it's electrifying, not even on the offensive side, but, you know, special teams, you just, you know, just holding your breath, seeing, like, you know, is he going to make this next guy miss? Because you never know with Sproles, man. That guy is awesome, electrifying to watch, and definitely a blessing to, you know, pay homage to, you know, be on the same field as him. So when I'm out doing special teams, I try to, you know, make the best block possible, and if not, you know, get him into the end zone.
Speaking with Eagles running back Corey Clement. Corey, like I mentioned, the roller coaster of the season for you. I think, in all honesty, I'm not just blowing smoke, man. I think you really do have premier talent. And I know you started to get things going against starting the season with the Falcons and then going into Tampa, getting a nice touchdown run for yourself there. And then I know you started dealing with the quad injury a couple of weeks after that. How much did that linger with you? And I know you never want to make injuries an excuse, but were you trying to fight through that when you came back against Carolina and then later against Jacksonville?
No, to be honest, the injury was the injury itself. I really don't think it played into my game because I took the amount of time off that I needed to come back healthy when I thought. And after that, I never looked back. So, you know, when it came down to the injury, you know, things happen. And to be a professional in this game, you have to take the amount of weeks or whatever X amount of recovery time to, you know that your body is back at a certain point. So, no, I didn't jump out there prematurely. I felt fine. So, no, I'm never going to use a lingering issue as an excuse because in order to play this game, you're going to have to play with something.
Corey, talk to me about this Dallas defense. They did such a great job against New Orleans last Thursday night, and they got a couple of young, fast linebackers. What problems do you see, you know, that are presented to you guys from their defense, and how are you going to counteract that?
No, to be honest, when it comes to, you know, playing defense, we just have to worry about our style of play. You know, staying true to our system, you know, keeping them on the balance. You know, they definitely have great linebackers, you know, led by a great guy, Sean Lee. Their back end is great. So we have to, you know, really hone in on what we want to attack as far as, you know, going against their defensive ends, their linebackers, how they're going to flow during this game because they might hit us with something new. You never know. It's basically like they're trying to knock us out the playoffs, so we got to be ready for anything when it comes to this team.
Speaking with Eagles running back Corey Clement, when you think of Dallas, and I know you talked about how the fans are always intense, but just for you, this rivalry, and I don't know how it happened, but I know that when you were a kid, you kind of liked the Cowboys a little bit. How did that happen?
I don't know what you're talking about.
He's elusive. Corey, going into Dallas, though, not just with what this season means, but really the rivalry itself, when you get into something like this as a player, is there a little extra added motivation because it's a divisional game and because it's a game that, you know, everybody here wants you to win?
Yeah, I mean, at this point in time, we have to realize that we're trying to give the city something special. Let's keep going back to the playoffs and, you know, getting back to the Super Bowl. We all had a sense of, you know, a type of feeling, type of taste that we all enjoyed last year because it was something special. And, no, we don't want to let it go. So, you know, this game coming up, it's not just another game. It's a big game because it's our next one. So, in order to keep the city afloat, man, we got to keep doing our job as a football team, as a unit, as a community, and, no, just really, really hone in on what we want to do as this project and finishing off the season strong.
Corey Clement, last one for you. This seems to be something that just keeps on coming out of the locker room, man, and we've seen plenty of video, and we really need to know. The people need to know, Corey. How good a cornhole player are you?
I'm terrible, if you couldn't see.
Did you see Jeffrey Lurie trying to play cornhole in the parking lot?
Oh, he did it way better than me, so shout out to his love.
You're a wise man, Corey Clement.
Yes, he is.
Corey, hey, man, I always enjoy talking to you, man. Always enjoy seeing getting to catch up with you in the locker room as well, so I appreciate you coming on, my friend.
Oh, no problem, man. Thank you guys for having me this morning.
Go beat Dallas, Corey. Go beat Dallas.
We got you guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.